Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. You know what time it is? It is 9 o'clock, which means it's Clearwater check-in time every night at 9. We talk some Phillies tonight. We bring on our buddy Ricky Ricardo from down in Florida, where spring training is rolling on, and I'm watching on TV, Rick, and it's baseball, and fans are there, and it feels like we're close to opening day. How are you doing tonight, Rick?
I'm good, Joe. I'm just getting back from watching a few innings of the Pittsburgh Pirates-Yankee game. Watched a little bit of the Phillies in the afternoon, so a little bit of a double dip. Get home in time to get to bed early and start all over again tomorrow.
Well, that's what spring training is, and we've got about 3 weeks left. And Rick, the one thing that is pretty clear so far is the Phillies have more depth on the pitching side, and it looks like now, and we'll see how it all shakes out, and none of these guys will probably be the best in baseball, but it looks like they have a competent bullpen that they can go to for Joe Girardi. I mean, Ricky, you and I know, watching Girardi for a lot of years in New York, he's a good manager managing the bullpen, and last year, it didn't matter what he tried, what he did, what combinations. It all stunk. I think he has enough down there this time that it should be at least a decent bullpen.
I like the combination of some of the young hard throwers and some of the veterans. I think Dombrowski made some key signings. These aren't names that are going to jump out at you. But like today, you watched Tony Watson. Here's a lefty with a lot of experience, Kinsler. Even guys that are trying to make it back, like Brian Mitchell, whom we saw with the Yankees years ago for Girardi, getting another shot. So you've got a combination of some of the young kids that can throw 98, 100 miles an hour. Now you've got some veterans to go along with it. Neris is a holdover. And let's see who doesn't stick in the rotation that moves into the bullpen. I still say Vinny Velasquez's, spot should be in the bullpen, maybe long relief, that swing type of guy, or maybe even a setup man. And just say, look, here's one inning for you, Velasquez. Throw as hard as you can, your best stuff, and go ahead and do it. It's like a Dellin Betances type of thing. But I agree with you. I like the additions that the bullpen has been fortified with, and I think Girardi, we'll see a lot better version of Joe Girardi over 162 with a fortified bullpen this year than what we did with only 60 games and just, like you said, nothing working in last season.
Rick, and the big question with the team, because they don't really have many spots up for grabs outside the bullpen. The big question is going to be center field and what they end up doing there. And it's amazing because on a different day, you could have a different feeling. There obviously is no favorite. I think Adam Haseley, if he showed them something, and he did it at a home run in his first at-bat of spring, probably would have been the guy because he's young. He was a first-round pick, and he's done some things up here. But he's hurt now, and all signs keep pointing back to Odubel Herrera. What's your feeling on Odubel? He was a player that was, I'd say, polarizing for baseball reasons, and now he's polarizing for obviously serious reasons. But if they're giving him a real shot, it feels like he's got the inside track.
Joe, I've said all along, if you're going to invite the guy to camp, he's not there to be, a fly on the wall. He is motivated. I've had a chance to get a couple of words in. We don't have the same kind of access because of the protocol situation. The little access that I did have to speak with Odubel was way before camp down in Miami. All the Venezuelans get together and they work out in one specific batting cage, like in the months of December and January before they have to all leave for the respective training camps. He's in much better physical shape. He is motivated. If anything, this whole situation has been a real, you know, slap in the face. It's been cold water onto this guy, where he and Miguel Cabrera is the guy that has spoken to him. A lot of the veteran guys from Venezuela that he respects really have got into his head down in South Florida. They work out together. They talk to him. And it's a different mindset of Odubel Herrera. As far as the organization is concerned, if you didn't want him to win the job, why did you invite him to camp? Because there's so many people that are outraged. Oh, he's playing well. He might win the job. Well, you invited him to camp. If you didn't want him, you would have eaten the money, released him, and just let him go along his merry way. But you gave him an opportunity, and the young man is starting to make something of it. And with the Haseley injury, and you know, Roman Quinn, one day he looks like he's going to be the second coming of a great leadoff hitter. And then it's a hangnail, whatever it might be. You can't keep him healthy. But if Roman Quinn could stay healthy and not try to hit home runs, just slap the ball around and use his speed and know how to use his speed, because I don't think he realizes yet what kind of player he needs to be, that'd be one thing. But right now, the leader in the clubhouse, unless Mickey Moniak continues to pound the baseball and you want to take a chance on him, is Odubel Herrera.
Yeah, it is, and I agree with you. The minute they invited him to camp, they opened up this door that he could run through it, and he just might do it here, especially with the Haseley injury.
Joe, there's a lot of teams that are going to be releasing very good outfielders. I'll give you the Yankees, for example. The Yankees are about four or five players over what their limit's going to be. You might have a guy like a Derek Dietrich, you know, and maybe a Jay Bruce available again, and that's just the Yankees. You've got teams around baseball with talented people who could help in the Philadelphia outfield that aren't going to stick, and they'll start to get released in the next couple of weeks. So let's not slam the door yet on your center fielder opening day being on somebody else's spring training roster right now.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And outfield depth is going to be important this year, Ricky, because there's no DH in the National League. McCutcheon is coming off a year where he only played 34 out of 60 in the outfield. I know he's a year, you know, removed now, another year removed from the surgery, but he's not a young man. They're going to need depth, whether it's just in center field or just other guys. And, Ricky, let me throw this at you, because I have noticed something so far in spring training. Not many people were talking about it. And maybe I'm just overreacting, but you've been around a lot of spring trainings and a lot of seasons, and you've seen players and how they go through their process. So we know last year Bryce Harper hurt his back, and he DH'd a lot in September. He played 58 out of 60 games. He gutted it out, but he was hurt. And Ricky, when he got to camp this year, he said, he revealed this, first time I heard it, that the reason he didn't play the field last year at the end was he literally couldn't throw a baseball. Mm-hmm. And we are at March 10th now. He still has not played the field. He said he's going to play the field for the first time, or the Philly said sometime next week he'll play the field for the first time. There's no DH this year. Do you find this at least eyebrow-raising that he's not going to play the field again for the first 3 weeks of camp? Like, I'm getting a little worried here. I hope he's fine, but there's no DH to fall back on. If that back's a problem, they've got a problem here.
Well, I think that's exactly why they're not forcing the issue. There's plenty of time. Look, Harper, as far as his timing is concerned and his hitting and being in the box, that's one thing. You could give Bryce Harper a week, 10 days worth of swings against Major League pitching, he'd be ready to go. But physically, I am just as concerned as you are. Now, without a DH, and Joe, are we convinced, are you, that these guys aren't going to at least try one more time to come to some sort of an agreement? I'm not convinced yet.
Oh, I'm not either. Well, you know, last year, remember, they put the extra playoff teams in right before the
right
Nationals-Yankees opener, yeah?
Exactly, right. I mean, practically a day before they got started. So, but let's assume things stay as they are and there's no DH in the National League. Then, you know, if I'm the Phillies, I keep him out of the outfield as long as possible. He doesn't need that many reps out there. And if there's going to be any risk of him aggravating that injury, then let him get his swings every couple of days. Don't force the issue. There's still 2.5 weeks left before they break camp and head north. All he needs is a couple of days out in the outfield. The weather is going to get a little bit warmer. It's been beautiful. Don't get me wrong, but it hasn't been that super Florida 90-degree break a sweat type of heat. It's been comfortable. very comfortable. And obviously compared to the Northeast, it's been Shangri-La. But I think they're doing the right thing by Harper. Now, if you tell me 4 or 5 days before they break camp, he still hasn't been out there, then you've got a second. You know, and remember, the Phillies have a history of being a little mysterious with their injury reports. So far, I think he's on schedule. If you can get a couple of weeks worth, maybe 3 days a week out in the outfield in the last 10 days, then he'll be fine.
Last one for you. We're talking about Ricky Ricardo here, spring training, Phillies Clearwater check-in. Ricky, this division is really good. I mean, everyone that's I've heard give an opinion on it says something to the effect of it's the best division in baseball, top to bottom. It's really good. Right now, when you look at it, I don't know if your opinion's changed at all, just observing spring training, where would you put the Phillies right now with 3 weeks to go before the end of spring training and the start of opening day? Because I look at it as the Braves are the best team until someone knocks them off, and the Mets, I know, the Mets always find a way to fall into a hole and hurt themselves and screw it up, but they're good, and Lindor is a great player. I'd put the Phillies, them and the Nats, neck and neck for third right now, and I'd have the Marlins, even though they made the playoffs last year, at the bottom. Where do you have the Phillies stacking up?
It is really the most well-balanced division. If we go out and say it's the best division, I don't know if the World Series champion is going to come from the National League East. But I can tell you this, any one of these five teams can win this division. I'm convinced of that. I listened a little bit, and I've spoken to Bob Carpenter of the Washington Nationals. Having Strasburg back, getting Brad Hand to be their closer, and not putting too much mileage on the arms of their starters last year. You've got Max, and you've got some of the other big guys. Don't sleep on the Nationals having a real comeback season this year. The Mets, as you know, Lindor is a rock-solid all-star leadoff hitter. They could hit him first. They could hit him third. Right now, Joe, I'll be honest with you. Atlanta, I agree with you. Until somebody knocks them off, you've got to favor them. That young pitching is only going to get better. The Andersons of the world, Max Fried pitched today. It was very, very good against the Boston Red Sox. It's going to come down in the NL East to whose bullpen holds out the best during a complete 162-game season. As you know, relievers are good 1 year, bad the next, good, bad. It trends that way. Don't sleep on Miami. Okay, everything that I'm hearing down here is that team, a lot of that youth is starting to blossom, and we're watching baseball evolve, Joe. It used to be, and you know this, it used to be that it took 3, 4, 5 years sometimes for young talent in baseball to really totally fulfill its potential. Now, in baseball, you have a guy like Chaz Chisholm, for example, shortstop for the Marlins. This kid comes up, struggles a little bit, and then boom! They blossom a lot quicker. Miami has got the most young talent in the division. If a lot of that blossoms at the same time, then I'm not sleeping on the Marlins. Right now, I've got the Phillies in the middle of the pack. I don't know with whom exactly, but I've got them more or less third also in the division. I don't think they're the best. I don't think they're the worst. But I do think this is going to be the year where Joe Girardi, his presence and the way he manages this bullpen and who stays the healthiest in the division is going to have a lot to do with who wins it.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be a dogfight. Five teams and maybe only one team, maybe no wild card if they really beat up on each other that much. Ricky, always appreciate you hopping on and talking to you. Enjoy last few weeks of spring, and then we're getting a baseball season back here. Thank you.
You got it, Joe, anytime.
There he goes. Ricky Ricardo there joining us for a Clearwater check-in. 215-592-9494. On the other side, if you missed it this morning, we will bring you the Bryce Harper interview on Angelo Cataldo. That's up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.